Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Avinash Mishra. Avinash Mishra is the co-founder and CEO of Scan.ai. Avinash is a serial entrepreneur with a proven record of taking ventures from seed to liquidity. He has built successful ventures in the enterprise digital transformation space, and his last venture was acquired by Genpact. Well, good afternoon, Avinash. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. How are you? Good to be on the show.
Absolutely. This is exciting. I'm glad, again, we connected. Our time zone's lucky we're in the same time zone here late in the afternoon, evening. But I do certainly appreciate it. And you've got some amazing things that we need to talk about tonight. So I'm going to just jump right into these questions, Avinash. Let's talk a little bit about your career in technology. As an architect, you're a serial entrepreneur and now the co-founder and CEO of Scan.ai. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Brian, there are many answers to that question. Some are interesting, some are less interesting. Frankly, career growth and growth of any kind, right? Excellence of any kind in a career is premised fundamentally with what you bring to the table. But what is often not recognized is something outside of what you bring to the table. So what do you bring to the table? You bring intellectual curiosity, you bring a humble attitude towards learning, you bring your smarts, your hard work, and so on and so forth. And no doubt, these are extremely important elements that make up, you know, a career success and everything that goes into making that. But I think we often underestimate the importance of people around us and what they add to the equation. So I've been extremely lucky in that in the people that I've worked with, in fact, some of them, my co-founder, for example, Manish Garg, he's been my co-founder in my last firm. He was also my classmate at school. So we complement each other well. So in that sense, the people that surround you and their expectations of you, in some sense, create your ceiling and your floor both of what you're going to achieve in life. So if I were to summarize, I mean, there are things that you should have to be successful, but I think the secret really is who do you surround yourself with? There are some interesting answers too. And one of the answers that somehow sticks with me, I've been a Game of Thrones fan for a long time. And so this whole thing about a Lannister always pays his debt always comes back to me. And I think we take on many debts as we grow up, right? And if you pay back those debts, and it's another way of saying that long-term relationships, investing in people, looking out for them, that also comes back to a very, very important part of being successful in life.
That's awesome. And you're absolutely right. You're a product of that circle of acquaintances, colleagues, friends, whoever that is, your circle of influence, essentially. So thank you for sharing that. So Avinash, talk to us about how your platform uses computer vision and data science to map, model, and manage hidden nuances of business processes.
So Brian, just before I answer the question, I want you to just recognize that what's the problem here, right? And the problem is that in the industry today, there is a bunch of work and a huge amount of work that humans do with digital systems, right? So you, for example, a person, you know, going through your loan application on their desktop will go through a number of different software applications and look at some data and so on and so forth, do a lot of work. And similarly, hand over work to other people who will do the rest of the work. And then there's a process and a workflow of how this work gets done. Now, what is true of your loan application is also true of your, you know, of your onboarding for a credit card or a loan application and so on and so forth, right? And in this, in the work that people are doing today, because these processes have been built up over time, new applications, new technology has come into play, regulation has added more and more nuance and exceptions to the work that people do. Today, there is a huge amount of opacity in the way these business processes are running at enterprises. And that's the problem we are trying to solve, is to understand where is this, what is the opacity? Why is it that when we ask people, what do you do in this given business process, they can only describe only 10 or 20% of this. Whereas they are doing it correctly, but you ask them, they can't tell you. As a result, operations managers, transformation leaders are finding it extremely difficult to either automate, re-engineer, or transform these business processes. That's the problem we're trying to solve. And our particular solution to understanding the nuances, exceptions, and permutations that are inherent in the work hundreds of human beings do with thousands of digital applications is by observing the screen of their work, right? So if I'm working on a screen, I have 10 applications open, then our technology observes my actions on my screen, saying which application, what kind of data I put in. And my actions then are then compared to my colleague's actions, who's also doing a similar business process, seeing, okay, what are the exceptions? What are the nuances? And we use that data to build out the true nature of the business process that an organization is running, as opposed to the business process that an organization thinks or people say that they are running. Hope that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And really a segue into my next question. So why is this important now and why should businesses care about this?
You see, the notion of optimization or getting high, say, low cycle times or low cost of the process and so on, so ultimately is premised on whether or not you truly understand where is it that cost is being spent in your business process. Where is it that a delay at a certain step in the business process leads to an adverse outcome with a customer, right? So your turnaround time, your cycle times, and so on and so forth. And unless you truly understand and know all of these metrics about your business processes, how are you going to influence those very KPIs against which you're running your business process? As the owner of a large claims center, as the chief operating officer, I want to keep my costs low, per unit cost low. I want to turn around things in the shortest possible time because I want a high customer satisfaction. I want to be able to do the things in the right way so that I'm not at fault with any kind of regulatory compliance. Now, how are you going to do that if you do not have visibility into the way this business process is running? And that's why today, as organizations are under pressure to reduce costs, be more compliant, and provide a high level of customer service, all of this ultimately comes down to these human digital interactions. And our technology allows these chief operating officers or the chief transformation officers to be able to observe the work that their organization is doing at scale, yet be able to find out all the nuances that are happening in the business process and link those nuances to the KPIs that they want to control. So it's observation at scale in much the same way that if you had a factory shop floor and you have different machines, you would have telemetry coming in from the sensors at various points in that manufacturing process. And you'd use that data, that telemetry data, to understand how your factory is performing. In some sense, we are the telemetry of human digital work.
Thank you. I appreciate you breaking that down. And that's very helpful here for our audience. And Avinash, last question here. Could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or entrepreneurship?
I think falling in love is very important. Falling in love with the problem that is the, in some sense, both the necessary and sufficient condition of what we are going to achieve. And as much love as we fall into the problem, we will find people who are also in love with similar or the same problem. We will collaborate with them. We will find a network. We will learn many things. And so long as we remain intellectually honest and curious, I think success is ours for the taking. And even, by the way, sometimes we define success merely in terms of career progression and so on and so forth. In success, sometimes also the satisfaction that one gets out of investing one's time in a certain thing, right? And once you're in love with the problem, once you intellectually invested in yourself, in some sense, you're already successful because now you get the satisfaction of being able to understand, solve for something.
Thank you, Avinash. I appreciate that. Like I said, we have these little gems that we get from our guests every time, and sharing those out to our audience is just, they're invaluable. So I appreciate that. And Avinash, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Brian, what a pleasure. And you have a good evening. Thank you again.
Bye for now.